welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the New Stream Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the New Stream, and before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach, Ted LePage.
Well, Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's 61-12 win against Maryville. When you had a chance to look on film, what were some takeaways you had from that game?
Played pretty crisp our first game. One penalty, no turnovers. We were really pleased with that. I think we still had some alignment and assignment issues, which you're going to expect in the first game, especially with some new starters out there. I really felt like when we came in on Saturday morning, the mood was good, but they were ready to be coached. And that was something that was exciting for me, because they wanted to come in, they wanted to learn, they wanted to get better. They weren't just coming in thinking this was we won this game, well, let's just move on. No, it was, hey, we want to learn and we want to see how we can get better. So I, after watching it, we played a good football game. We can play better, and I think our players are up to the challenge to try to step it up.
And before we talk about this week's opponent, Lutheran North, again, just to remind people, it's a Thursday night game, 6 p.m. kickoff. Obviously, you can't practice the exact same way because you lose a day. When that happens, and it rarely does happen, do you try to condense two practices into one day, like with the information you process? Or, do you just straight up, hey, we lose a day, there's nothing we can do about it?
Well, when we looked at it, we talked about several scenarios as a coaching staff. Best thing was to let our young men have the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, we do our stuff on Saturday and it's Sunday off. We come back on Monday. It was Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So we took that as a 2-1, like you said. We still weren't very long on a practice field, but we did more film work. We started at 8 with our film, had practice from 8:30 to about 10. Mm-hmm. And then we put in a little bit more than we normally would on a Monday. But then we came back on Tuesday and used Tuesday as our Wednesday practice. Wednesday was our Thursday practice. So we got them on the mindset correctly on Monday that it was actually Tuesday. And I think our players have warmed up to that, and that it screws me up like crazy. because I don't know what day it is, but game day is still Friday. We speak in the terms of the day that we're on, and our players, as far as our Thursday practice, that was really sharp this morning. And I feel like, 6 o'clock game, 5 o'clock game, 5:30 game, mm-hmm. anyone, anytime, any place. That's the motto we started way back when we had to go in the gym a couple weeks ago during the heat. It was like, hey, we'll play them on the gym floor if they want.
And let's talk about this Lutheran North opponent. What have you seen from them on film?
Dynamic at every position. It's just one of those where you watch it and you just really realize how many talented young men there are out there. And they have a whole team of them. Their backfield is as fast as anything we'll see all year. Their line is as big as anything we'll see all year. Defensively, they have three really stellar defensive linemen. At the linebacker position, they have three really stellar defensive linebackers. And then they have five defensive backs that they employ. And it is just it's mind-blowing to watch how much talent they do have. We've saw some things that we think we're going to try to expose, but you can't replicate the speed that they have in practice.
Let's take a quick break for an ad read. At Carpet Values, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on all your flooring needs. And now, during our fall savings event, you can save even more. We are stocked full of carpet, vinyl plank, tile, laminates, rugs, and more. Don't miss out on these hot fall savings. Come see us at Carpet Values and take advantage of our guaranteed lowest prices. We're your low-price superstore at I-70 and Highway 54 in Kingdom City. All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage, and Greg, we're going to talk about the Falcons' 61-12 season opening victory. But first, we have to kind of address the elephant in the room, because I think every year we get on this podcast and you and I tell people how good the Maryville game is for both teams and what a tightly contested game it is every year and how it's an important game for them to play. And then we get games like 61-12 and people look at us like we're stupid. So let's just prove to them that we're not stupid, okay? So I think the biggest thing we have to address about the fact is, you know, that's a game in which probably both teams get about the same amount of offense.
Yeah.
You know, like 400 such yards. Yeah. It's just one of them scored and one of them didn't when they got the chances to score.
Exactly. I mean, I think Blair Oaks, if I remember right, was 434 yards. Maryville was 407. I remember I had to do a double take when I was doing that math. I was like, 407 and only 12 points. But here's the difference. Like, Maryville turned the ball over five times. Four of those times were in Blair Oaks territory. Blair Oaks didn't turn over the ball once.
Yeah.
That does make a big difference.
Sure.
So, I mean, again, you know, the game-changing play was, you know, after Maryville punted on his opening possession, Blair Oaks goes three and out. Maryville throws an interception. Shea Linhart made a great undercut on the receiver to get an interception at the Blair Oaks 10-yard line. Two plays later, Brady Dapkus, 81-yard touchdown reception, and the offense was off and running, and Maryville couldn't score until there were a few minutes left in the third quarter when it was already 40-0. So, it was just one of those things where I think Maryville looked good offensively,
right.
85-90% of the time.
Right,
it was
right.
just the 10% of the time they didn't look good really came back to bite them.
And you have to wonder how much of that is just a first game of the season type thing. These teams meet later on in the postseason, which there's a chance they could this year, you know, it might be a little bit different just because you got to figure there'll be fewer hiccups, there'll be fewer stumbling blocks that they'll probably have to overcome.
This could very easily be a state semifinal rematch. It would not shock me at all. I mean, you know, I think Maryville loves playing Blair Oaks week one because they find a lot of areas to address from that game. You obviously want to win it, but I think this is why teams want to play good, really good teams in week one, because why would you want to wait 4 or 5 weeks to address a weakness when you can find out about it in week one? So that's why I love that these two teams play in week one, because you see good things, you see bad things, and then you've got time to make those corrections.
Yeah, you combine a 5:30 start last week with a running clock in the second half, and there were probably some Blair Oaks fans and players who were home at a very strange time for them last week, where they just were unaccustomed to being home quite so early on a Friday night.
Yeah, it was definitely weird getting back here to the office around 8:30, but you know what? I'll take it. Let's kick off at 5:30 every
sure.
week. Although we're going to kick off just a little bit later this week.
Yeah. So let's get to this week. So it is a little bit of an odd start time again. It's 6 o'clock start time, but that's not the weirdest thing, because we're talking about a game tonight on Thursday rather than a game on Friday.
Right. So the game is, I know Blair Oaks Athletic Director Clay Crouch has had to address this a lot. So the reason we're playing this game on a Thursday as opposed to a Friday is Lutheran North's campus is adjacent to Norwood Hills Country Club in St. Louis. Norwood Hills Country Club is hosting a PGA Tour Champions event that is for the pro golfers 50 and older. They are hosting the Ascension Charity Classic. PGA Tour Champions events unless they're major, they're three-day events. It's
right.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if we played this game on Friday, it would be a nightmare in terms of parking, congestion, a number of things. So the event does have a pro-am during the day Thursday, but by the time they kick off, I don't think traffic or congestion will
sure.
be an issue. So that is the reason why this game is being played on a Thursday as opposed to a Friday. And honestly, yeah, I know a lot of people will say, well, why did they play the game at Blair Oaks? Well, they played the first two games at Blair Oaks.
Right.
One of these days, you got to let Lutheran North host this game,
absolutely,
right?
Exactly. And especially, you know, it's not like it's just your run-of-the-mill game where it won't be well attended, or it might just be one of those midseason games where nobody's going to go to it. This is one of those where it's nice to give them the gate receipts from this one, because, again, Blair Oaks has got it the last two times, and it's a game that a lot of people are going to want to go to.
And I mean, here's the thing. How often, for people in the St. Louis area to watch Blair Oaks, more than often than not, it's going to be in the playoff time.
Right.
Well, week two, when there's not a whole lot of Thursday night games going, I mean, this is a good opportunity for Blair Oaks to play in front of St. Louis people who are curious to see what this team looks like.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a good thing for them just moving forward. And honestly, you know what? A tough road test. You know, Lutheran North plays really well at home. So you know what? We talk about how Blair Oaks loves playing Maryville week one. Man, they love playing Lutheran North week two.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and it is a Lutheran North team that, I mean, those who follow football in Missouri know just how good this team is year in, year out. So it's a little bit strange to look at them coming into this game with a parentheses 0-1 record, yeah. You know, so behind their name. So you go, I guess the team they must have played last week must be pretty darn good.
Yeah, Phoenix City Central was the Class 7A state champion in Alabama last year. So not only, I mean, we're not talking, this is not Northern Alabama. This is down past Birmingham. This was a haul to get down there. So you're talking about a long road trip.
Right.
Then you're playing a team that's won gosh knows how many games in a row. You know, just such that's a very difficult week one opponent. But, you know, if I remember right, Lutheran North had been playing like a Hazelwood Central or some other Class 6 school in week one and had been winning that one pretty handily, whoever it was. And, you know, I'm sure in their mind, they're like, hey, we'd love to play a great week one opponent. Let's get this one on the schedule. So, you know what? They're on the same bandwagon as Blair Oaks. Let's play as many tough games early on
Absolutely.
As possible.
And they only lost 30-12. So,
yeah.
You combine all those factors and go, you know, yeah, it's not like they got blown out. It's like,
no.
You know, you put all that in and still have a game where you're
yeah.
contesting it well. That's a good sign for them. So I guess the big thing is, okay, so what do we know about the Crusaders and who do the Falcons maybe have to really concern themselves with tonight?
You know, I took a look at the All-State team selected by the coaches last year, and every Lutheran North player that made the All-State team was not a senior. They were
okay.
all juniors or younger, so you're thinking, oh my gosh, they're returning just about everybody. Going to be a little bit of a different face at quarterback. Dakari Hall has transferred to Parkway North. He's going to be the quarterback there this year. So
okay.
taking over at quarterback this year is Jonathan Moore. Didn't really throw the ball much against Phoenix City Central. Was able to run it. Came close to having a 100-yard rushing game.
Okay.
You know, they've got back a couple of All-State wide receivers in Trey Bass and Mike Clark. But here's the thing. It's going to be a little bit of a different look. People can remember, for Blair Oaks fans who remember the first time Blair Oaks played Lutheran North in 2018, you know, Coach Reed had, or they were under a different coach, Coach Reed, and they were doing a lot of wing tee. They were doing a lot of heavy run game.
Okay.
Recently, in the past year or two, they had switched to the spread offense. But it looks like they're going to go to a flexbone offense this year. But here's the thing, and this is what makes this week such a tough week of preparation for Blair Oaks, because, A, you get one less day to prepare for them because
right.
it's a Thursday game. You know, early on, Lutheran North used the flexbone, but when they fell behind, they switched to the spread offense. So if you're Blair Oaks, you've got to prepare for both just in case. You don't know what you're going to see. You
sure.
don't know what's going to work better for them.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if Lutheran North stays with the flex bone, and if there's a chance, if they fall behind, maybe they do switch to the spread, or who knows, maybe they just go back and forth between the two and try to throw a wrench in the defense. But Blair Oaks is, you know, Coach LePage said, we've prepared for both of them this week just in case we don't know what we're going to see.
You know, and we always talk about how I think the early games in the season, you're just, everybody's kind of at the same disadvantage. You're not kind of sure what the other teams are going to show you, even if you've seen them maybe
yeah.
at a jamboree, you've seen them here or seen them there. But I do also feel like it's one of those things where you go, okay, that's the thing that Blair Oaks has always been great at, though. If they maybe don't have a lot of film on somebody or they don't know a lot about somebody, it's always those in-game adjustments
yeah.
as well as those halftime adjustments that they've really it's been something that you can count on them being very good at.
Yeah.
So they've shown that they can do it in the past. This might be one of those games where you come in and go, oh, we think we're going to see this. Oh,
yeah.
We didn't see that all of a sudden. We got to make some in-game adjustments.
Well, it's also going to be a different look at defense, too. If I remember right, last year, Lutheran North was a four-man front, and man, they had a huge defensive line. I mean, don't get me wrong, their offensive line is also big, but I remember they had a couple of big nose guards. Made it very difficult to run the ball between the tackles last year for Blair Oaks. It's going to be different this year. It's going to be a three-man front. On film, it kind of looks a lot like a 3-3-5, but what it is that middle linebacker can also is what Coach LePage is calling the Rover.
Okay.
You know, you take a look at who it is this year. I believe Carvon Jefferson, who was an All-State linebacker last year. If you look at the roster, I think he's listed as a linebacker / safety. So as that Rover,
okay.
he kind of plays wherever he's needed. I remember I watched one clip where he was kind of lined up as a corner on one side. Watched the quarterback's eyes the whole time as he was slowly drifting back in the defensive secondary and then sprinted and made the interception on the other side of the field. So, again, if you're Tyler Backs, you almost have to know where Jefferson is at all times.
Sure.
So, but it'll be, to me, it'll be a little bit different. Like, will Blair Oaks have more success run between the tackles because it's only three down linemen instead of four? Because then you're more likely to have some gaps between the tackles to run through. Or, and we talk about how Luther North has new players. Well, they also haven't seen Brady Dapkus playing for Blair Oaks.
Right.
And as we saw on last Friday, I mean, he had four catches for 203 yards and three touchdowns, and he also had an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So, you know, things look different for Lutheran North, but things also look a little different for Blair Oaks.
And if you only watched the early parts of the game, you might not have seen Brady Dapkus do anything at all, because it was almost like, it was kind of like a, we'll get to him eventually, and when they did get to him, he did some spectacular stuff, but it wasn't like, you know, it was like, let's go to him early and, mm-hmm. and hit him a lot. So, you know, depending on what portions of the film they watch, they might still not be aware of him.
Yeah, so to me, it'll be kind of interesting to see how they handle it. I feel like with the difference in defenses, I think Blair Oaks is going to try, they're going to find ways to try to exploit that. I don't know if that's going to be with the running back combo of backs and Dapkus and Lackman. And honestly, that was the other thing with Maryville. Once they started focusing on Dapkus, that opened up things for Lackman, especially early in the second half. So,
sure.
You know, Jackson Engelbrecht, he only had one catch for 7 yards and a touchdown, but I was impressed with his blocking downfield as a receiver. You know, it's a game where, you know, Lutheran North's going to have to watch out for a lot of skill players. Bottom line, it's going to come down to who makes more mistakes. I mean, the argument I will say why Lutheran North won last year was they hardly made, I don't know if they really even made any mistakes. They didn't commit any turnovers, okay. Whereas in the previous three times they played Blair Oaks, when they made mistakes, Blair Oaks capitalized on every single one of them.
Right.
Well, as we saw last week, you know, the reason the game was a 49-point win for Blair Oaks was because they dominated turnover margin.
Sure.
So I would argue this is a game where turnovers are, I mean, they're definitely going to have to be the difference, because both teams have great offenses and both teams have great defenses.
Yes. Yeah. So last year was a Lutheran North victory. It was a 38-30 victory.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you, who wins it this year, and what do you think the margin is this time around?
You know, I really think this Blair Oaks team is motivated specifically for this game. And if there's ever been a Blair Oaks team that's been motivated, you take a look at what you talked about last week with the season previews. Why does it seem like Blair Oaks only wins an even number of years, wins state titles an even number of years? It's because a lot of them get motivated from that loss to end the previous season.
Right,
to go
right.
Through. I went back and looked it up, and the last time Blair Oaks lost back-to-back regular season games against the same team was South Callaway. I think we're talking 2010-2011.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's one of those things, if you beat Blair Oaks, they find a way to avenge that loss next year. I know it's a tough matchup. I know it's on the road. I know it's on a Thursday night. But I just feel like this team is gonna find a way to come and prepare for this one. I'm going to go with the pick I had in the newspaper today, and I'm going to say Blair Oaks wins this one 42-36.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley, saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action JAXON05. Thanks for listening.